Welcome to the Psychedelic Experience, right here on 89.5 WJMU The Quad. For the next 2 hours, we're dropping the needle on all of the best mind-altering experiences that radio has to offer. So sit back and relax with me, the Psych Professor, and my co-host, DJ Mellow Yellow, right here on 89.5. Stay tuned.
Oh boy, Mellow Yellow. Oh boy.
Oh boy, indeed.
What a day. I have never, I guarantee I've never smelled this bad when we've done the show before. How about I put it that way?
That's accurate.
That's accurate?
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that so much then.
Well, it means you didn't smell bad before. It just means you smell bad right now.
Okay, well, I'll
you know,
take it.
That's
then.
Not bad. But...
Well, thank you.
Those
sir.
Are pretty good odds.
Those yeah.
Are pretty good odds.
That's. Backhanded compliment, I'll take it. You, sir, have a getup on tonight that I just think can't go without comment. You are wearing a pair of my old gym shorts.
Yep. They're even a little small on me.
Ralph Lauren polo shoes, ankle sweat socks, and a Budweiser t-shirt.
Yeah. Looking pretty good. Pretty good.
Looking good from here, sir. All of the gel has come out of your hair.
I didn't have any in today.
Oh, okay.
On purpose.
Oh, okay. All right.
I had a little forethought on that
one. All right. Well, cat's out of the bag. I am moving, but not away. Don't worry. Don't worry at all. Love the poster for tonight's show. We're calling this Thrown Together because this is, other than the poster, one of the most thrown together shows we've ever had. Simply because I am moving. Mellow Yellow came actually to help me today. Borrowed a pair of my gym shorts and whatnot, and we're doing a mini-sode. I didn't even have time to put together a playlist, although we will introduce a new games segment, hopefully during this hour. My wife has to text me the material for that, because I, of course, forgot it at home, because this is a thrown-together episode.
Yes.
But we will do what we can for you during this episode, and we will try, with all of our might, to make it the best episode that we possibly can. We're not going to go anywhere near the full 2 hours tonight because we actually have to get back to moving some stuff, including the record collection. So consider this an in-development sort of episode. It's really about the future of the show.
It really is.
And we're doing what we can for it here. But let's kick things off. We've got a little bit of... little bit of Beatles for you,
yeah.
Obviously. The reference point happening. So we will all come together on the Psychedelic Experience on 89.5 WJMU The Quad.
Yeah. See the tangled up expression on your twisted face, and you buried everything inside with all your dreams about the human race. They didn't hear you, no, no, no. They didn't see you, no, no, no. But you've been trying to get the message. Upside down, and you've been working for the Sunshine Express just a little bit too long. Touch could ever seem like it's real or even near to you. You don't see it, no, no, no. You don't hear it, but it's coming out backwards and upside down. Everybody seems to live his life just a little bit too long. So you tried to bring it back to Philadelphia where it all began. And you tried to describe to them your visions of the music man. Been trying to get the message around, but it's coming out backwards and upside down. And you've been working for the Sunshine Express just a little bit too long.
For Theater, Trilogy of the Masses, or For the Masses rather, from 1968. That track was Back to Philadelphia, 1968 album. Very pretentious kind of group. Almost like theatrical in nature, but yeah, pretty good album.
Well, they were called Ford Theater.
Yeah,
not Ford's Theater.
No, not Ford's, just Ford Theater.
You've been to DC, haven't you?
I have.
Have you been to Ford's Theater?
I have.
I wish I. That's the big thing I really want to do in DC that I haven't done yet. That and the Jefferson Memorial, which I can just never find my way to.
Yeah.
I can see it there.
Yeah.
It's across the Potomac, and I'm like, oh, I want to be there. Yeah. What's the matter? I can't do it.
Yeah, I went to DC after I graduated eighth grade. Our history teacher sponsored a trip for any eighth graders that wanted to go. You had to pay your way, of course, but it was discounted as a big group trip. And it was a pretty cool experience. Went to Ford's Theater on that trip, and then my wife and I went... like 2 or 3 years after we were married, as just kind of a vacation.
Melissa and I have gone, but we were there for the Rally to Restore Hope.
Oh, cool.
March to Restore Sanity, whatever it was. We did very little of that and instead went to the Smithsonian and the memorials. And it was great. Yeah. I was the most tired I've ever been in my life, I'm pretty sure. It was just
a lot of walking. A lot of walking.
I'd been before that with the Boy Scouts. And I also went for a conference a few years ago. Speaking of Boy Scouts and Lincoln, did you know that if you're an Eagle Scout, you're allowed to sit in Lincoln's pew at the church in Springfield?
Really?
It's the only people who are allowed to do it.
Well, well, well. Have you done it?
I haven't yet, but I'm going to.
That's cool.
Absolutely. Flying that Eagle Scout flag. Yeah. Actually, I was moving some of my Boy Scout memorabilia the other day. Most of the stuff is actually at my parents' house. I have an Eagle Scout license plate, and I have one or two things from Philmont that I, the Scout Ranch out in New Mexico that I keep with me at most times. But yeah, good stuff there, being a Boy Scout.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Oh, thanks. I don't know if I'm impressive. I just think it was good.
Yeah.
It was just good for me.
I went to one Cub Scout meeting, and that was it for me. I was like, meh.
Threw in the towel.
Story of my life.
Yeah, the story of your life is... I tried that.
Yeah.
It was all right.
I dabbled.
Yeah. So what do you think you're... Like 2 years from now, you're like, yeah, record collecting. Music. I was sort of into that at one point.
Oh, no.
No? When you tell somebody, hey, how much is your record collection worth? And then you're like, but what would you buy if you sold it? And you were like, more records.
Yep.
So, yep, you're done.
Yeah.
You're in.
That's the card. That's the membership card.
Well... We did a very record collecty thing today, and we put together Calyx units.
Yeah.
And it was great.
It was fun.
I don't smell good, you don't smell good. This is our thrown together episode here. If you're listening to the Psychedelic Experience, and if you get a chance to tune in, the stream was up, right? We are rolling on the stream.
I believe so. Okay. I haven't had any messages to the contrary. So.
All right. Well, we're sorry we got a little bit of a late start at the 8:08, but, you know, it has been a rough, rough day.
We had to scarf down a couple slices.
Scarf down a couple slices. Ah, yeah. Okay, but speaking of trips and pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah? You with me?
I'm with you.
You following?
Jubilation Day? Is that where we're going?
No, but yes. Yes. All right. Come on, Illinois. Let's admit that there is a simple revenue solution here.
Yes.
Let's just admit it. But no, I was thinking, you want to go to New York next year?
Ooh, it's tempting. It's very tempting.
I'm just saying, I think that you could swing it next year.
Yeah.
I know I've asked you for the last couple years.
Yeah.
And obviously the first offer technically goes to my wife. But she, well, but her thing is like, but I'm not with you. I mean, right. Because I'm working or going record shopping or like doing, I mean, there are things she really, really likes about New York, but I want to go with her in the summer and go to baseball games. I want to go with you in the summer and go to baseball games too,
that'd
sir.
Be fun.
But it is what it is.
Yeah.
We briefly had a show in development at the MLB Network that turned into nothing.
Yeah, we did.
That was like the highest we've ever, the brain trust ever got, really.
It was, I feel like we were like maybe two steps away from actually making it
I know.
It was like, scary
close. It was like one person had to say, all right, let me take it to my boss. And then that person had to say yes.
Yeah.
So that is two steps, technically.
We had to submit a budget.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was how far we got into this.
We submitted a budget and we signed paperwork and stuff like that. Yeah. Another one of our spectacular failures.
I kind
of
forgot about that. That's
that
now
was
I'm more impressed.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy, yeah, like, yeah, we are impressive. Thanks a bunch. Gosh, yeah, it's interesting. It's very interesting. But I feel like you and I, it's almost inevitable that we come up with $1 million idea. We've come up with a bunch.
Oh, sure. There's no follow.
We actually follow through with one. We've got another scripted television show we've thought about.
Yeah.
The MLB Network thing was that you and I were going to take the ultimate baseball road trip and film it ourselves, basically. And, don't steal our ideas. They've already been officially licensed by Major League Baseball. They're going to come out with that show.
They are.
It's going to be two other guys.
Yeah. And
yeah,
they own, we're
signed
no
away.
Royalties.
Yeah, we signed away the idea for the show.
Yeah.
What else were we going to do? They weren't going to take us any farther if we didn't. So
exactly,
that's what we had to do. But maybe we'll become the guys who put together Calyx units. If we finally get the right bits, you got.
Yes.
Let me tell you this: if you go to IKEA and you're like, "What do I need to pay $8 for the drill for?" Do it.
Do it. Yep.
Do
totally it. Worth it.
You the hand tools are garbage.
Yeah,
my knees are so raw right now. You would have thought something that I said earlier was true. I told my wife that I'd been doing certain things on 7th Avenue that are mentioned in Simon and Garfunkel songs. Yeah. Oh, boy. Like, I am beat up. My elbows are just scraped to heck. I've got so many, like, chunks out of my fingers and stuff from, like, moving bins and boxes and stuff over the last... Oh, I'm out of commish, dude.
Yeah.
And I've still got most of the house to move.
Yeah, but you're able to do the one room at a time thing, which is nice.
It is.
And once you get the records out, there's a lot of heavy lifting involved in that.
I know. And you are so right, Mellow Yellow. It's part of the commitment of being a collector. And I'm not saying I don't understand the people who do become true record hoarders.
Right.
But I don't want to pile my stuff up. Like, when you see the piles around, and you're like, oh, you're damaging them all. And so you have to really, you kind of get into the IKEA subculture. I don't know anybody who has a big collection who doesn't have a Calyx.
Unless they are handy enough to do a custom shelving unit.
Custom shelves. And then the one guy who lives in Raymond, our friend. Dave, who lives in Raymond, has a little bit different setup.
Yeah.
I think he's had those shelves for a while.
I think so, too.
Boy.
It's just nice, it's aesthetically pleasing.
Well, and we thought, yesterday we went with the impression that they had come up with what I thought was one of the greatest single innovations to the Calyx system.
Yes.
And they failed. They failed horribly.
They took it almost far enough.
So good in the magazine, and then you see it, and you're like, well, that's done wrong.
Yeah, it makes zero sense.
I designed a better insert shelf with three pieces of wood and three brackets.
Yeah, what they designed, it's a shelf divider, which would be perfect for CD storage.
Perfect.
On the Calyx. It's the right size. It would be beautiful. But it just doesn't work. The shelving unit, it goes above and below the shelves. It slides into the shelf piece. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah,
kind of tough. And then it hangs out by like 3 or 4 inches, and it doesn't.
No, it's not 3 or 4 inches. It's probably about an inch and a half.
Oh, I think it's a little more than I'd say a couple inches.
Well, let's debate inches here.
Yeah. I'll give you 2.5.
All right, average man.
Bully to you.
Buzzing! Where's our sound effects there? All right.
No, but it just doesn't.
No.
It makes no sense. Yeah.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
There's
and
a lot of
like,
blank space
Well,
behind.
And I also don't like the wire basket hanger ones, too. And I'm like, There's a simple solution here. It's wood shelf with supports of some sort.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of a backing on it.
Yeah.
They have not done their due diligence, which is really disappointing because I love the drawers and I love the cabinets that they've done. Those are great. So, IKEA, this is some consumer feedback for you. We love your product. You're making the wrong alterations.
Yes, you're very close. We commend you on the first effort.
Please
take
hire
it one
us.
Step along. We'll take, that's our $1 million idea.
I know, right there.
We could just make those shelving. Oh.
I'm going to tell you, I would probably need a couple jibs to be made because it really was hard to make the
one. Sure.
I mean, but hard in the sense of like, oh, I'm losing daylight. Like, it takes a while, but they work great, what I have.
Start an Etsy store. We'll be raking in the money in no time. I don't know if I want to own an Etsy store. We'll make a website. It'll be up in 10
We already
years.
Have a website. It's called thepsychedelicexperience.net. You're listening to The Psychedelic Experience on 89.5 WJMU, the Quad. I am the psych professor. That is DJ Mellow Yellow. We're talking about moving today, as he was so kind and gracious to help me put these shelves together. And I've got to take the other big one apart at my old house, and that is going to be a beast. You're coming back on Saturday? No, you can't. Sunday.
Maybe.
Talk off air. Yeah. All right. So anyway, this is our thrown together episode. It's a mini-sode. We're going to get back to the music here. Here's a little bit of Black Sabbath for you on The Psychedelic Experience on WJMU. We'll be right back.
Accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. Or the times, they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing. Some senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a-changing. The mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. Oh, the times they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times they are a-changing.
The times are indeed a-changing around here. In fact, as we move, the psych professor in melodious tones, we're also going to be moving the station coming up. Now, don't freak out here. We are still going to be serving all of the members of the county.
Yeah, Macon County.
All of the members of Macon County that we currently do. We're going to be not moving on the dial. Still 89.5 on your dial. Number one in your heart, WJMU. But the studio, we're getting brand new digs here.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It's exciting. It's terrifying. It's frustrating. And at this point, I'm exhausted by it. But yes, yes. And so just wanted to let you know that we will always attempt to bring you a full 2 hours on Thursday nights here. We may have one or two other minisodes this summer, or one or two other weeks where we might miss the show just because I have got a lot of work coming my way.
Yes,
and after a move, I'm already going to be exhausted. So just wanted to let people know, Psychedelic Experience still going to be available as much as humanly possible this summer. And as always, you can get our archive shows by going to our WordPress site. That's psychedelicexperience.net. But if you absolutely want to just make it easy on yourself, just like us on Facebook. And all you got to do is search Psychedelic Experience 895. We're sure to be the first thing that comes up. Our Facebook page links to that archive of all of our past shows, our videos where we talk about our record runs, our vinyl collections. We post articles on there. We get a poster every week. Mellow Yellow, show's producer, does absolutely all the work on that, and I can't thank him enough. And of course, we live chat throughout the episodes as well. So, had a couple likes this week. We're creeping towards that 300 margin.
Yeah, ever slowly, so slightly.
But ever
yeah.
slow, so slowly, but we are doing it. All right, so typically around this time, we would start our long conversation about psych, but in lieu of that, this evening, we are going to play a little bit of a game.
Oh. I'm really nervous about this. I know nothing about this.
No. Oh, yeah. No, I'm absolutely springing this on Mellow Yellow. He's heard nothing about the band name game before.
Oh, boy.
So, he is going to be challenged here.
Oh, gosh.
He's going to be challenged to name the band that I made up. 5 questions, multiple choice. Let's see what Mellow Yellow knows about weird band names.
All right, sir.
All right.
So there's fake band names intermixed with your made up band.
Okay, so here's what it is. Let me make sure I got my sound effects ready here. All right. So, question number one. Which of these 4 bands did I make up?
Oh, boy.
KO and the Knockouts. Keith Heat and the Night Sweats. Large Marge and the Tell 'Em I Sent Yous. Escrow Tomato.
Oh, boy. I really thought I would know one or two of these.
No. I've intentionally chosen the obscure bands.
Oh, boy. I am torn between the Night Sweats band and Large Marge. Both of those sound like your
Keith
sense
Heat
of humor.
The Night Sweats and Large Marge and the Tell 'Em I Sent Yous.
I'm going with the Night Sweats.
Keith Heat and the Night Sweats.
Oh!
You are correct, sir. That was the band that I... Actually, that was the name that I came up with as I was driving around last night getting back to my house, and I thought, how funny would that name be? Like, there should be a band called the Night Sweats, and then I developed all this. All right, so I developed an entire game around it. Yeah, I think so, too. All right, question number 2. Oregon's Origin... A Fine Boat, That Coffin. Lesbian Dopeheads on Mopeds. Lord Panic and the Exploders.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Not all these are psych bands, but.
Right, right. Can you go through those again, please?
Oregon's Origin. A Fine Boat, That Coffin. Lesbian Dopeheads on Mopeds. Lord Panic and the Exploders.
Oh boy, I'm torn between 2 again.
You're listening to the super exciting band name game on the Psychedelic Experience. Mellow Yellow, I need an answer.
I'm going to throw out A Fine Boat, That Coffin.
Oh, A Fine Boat, That Coffin is a real band. No, Oregon's Origin.
Oh, wow. That was not one I was torn between. So
I made that one up off the top of my head. All right. Question number 3. Are Those My Pants? Man Scouts of America. The Old Rustic Cheese. Red Light and the Traffic Tickets.
Oh my gosh.
I made one of those band names up. Which one did I make
up? I'm inclined to guess Man Scouts of America. Based on the conversation that we had earlier, you are an Eagle Scout.
I am indeed.
I'm going to go with that.
Red Light and the Traffic Tickets.
That's a solid. That's a garage band
yeah.
from the 60s.
Oh,
totally.
Man. I loved that one. All right. So he's 1-for-3 so far. All right. Now, this is going to get better here. All right. So, question
number. What
was
that first one on the last?
Are Those My Pants?
Yes.
Real band. Real band. Real website says they're a band. All right. All right. Okay. So, question number 4. Jell-O Vision and the Cosby Show. He just lost it here in the studio, folks. He just lost it. Jell-O Vision and the Cosby Show. Butt Trumpet. Penis de Milo. We've got gut laughter here and Shot Down in Ecuador Jr.
Shot Down in Ecuador Jr. is definitely a hipster indie band. Oh my gosh.
You need those again.
Yes.
A. Jell-O Vision and the Cosby Show. B. Butt Trumpet. C. Penis de Milo. D. Shot Down in Ecuador Jr.
These all seem so plausible. As implausible as they seem.
I tried to do a good job with this. I really put hard work into this last night, Mellow Yellow, when I should have been sleeping.
Oh, my. Again, butt trumpet seems like your sense of humor. But I'm going butt trumpet. Man!
Jellovision and the Cosby
Show. That was my second guess.
I couldn't pass that one up.
No,
boy.
That's
Jellovision
fantastic.
And the Cosby Show. All right. So he's 1-for-4, folks. Any redemption here on question number 5? And we are always going to be wagering a beer.
Oh, boy.
One beer.
All right.
When we play the band name game. All right. So last question. I've already won. You already owe me a beer. I'll give you a leeway this time, though. All right, so question number 5. Sinus Envy. Snotty Scotty and the Dirty Hankies. Clubber Lang and the Italian Stallions. Hitler Stole My Potato. This is riveting radio here. You're listening to the Psychedelic Experience. This is the band name game right here, folks. On 89.5 WJMU the Quad, band name game. All right, so ones I've already made up. Keith Heat and the Night Sweats. Oregon's Origin. Red Light and the Traffic Tickets. Jellovision and the Cosby Show. And question number 5, which of these is the fake band that I made up? Sinus Envy, Snotty Scotty and the Dirty Hankies, Clubber Lang and the Italian Stallions, Hitler Stole My Potato.
I'm going with Snotty Scotty. Oh, I am terrible at this.
1-for-5, 20%. No, Clubber Lang and the Italian Stallions.
Oh, I thought for sure that was a real one.
Oh, no, that was all me, buddy.
Well
all
done.
All me.
Well done.
Snotty
Hitler
Scotty and the Dirty Hankies.
Potato.
Hitler Stole My Potato, real band. All right, what was the best band that I came up with? The 5 I came up with were Keith Heat and the Night Sweats, Oregon's Origin, Red Light and the Traffic Tickets, Jellovision and the Cosby Show, Glover Lang and the Italian Stallions. I love the and bands.
Yeah, Jellovision and the Cosby Show was gold. But I would say as far as like a band I would want to listen to, it's Red Light and the Traffic Tickets.
Oh, boy, right?
Yeah,
that was my 60s inspiration.
Yeah, that'd be
again,
a scuzzy garage
Keith
band.
Keith Heat and the Night Sweats
was
real world. That was like, boy, if there was a band called Keith Heat and the Night Sweats.
That sounds like an 80s new wave band.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, they're still, but they're still a little bit good.
Yeah,
they're still a little bit good.
Synth influenced, though, you know. Yeah.
I think they've gotten more into guitar rock on the second tour, on the second reunion
all
tour
right.
here. Keith Heat and the Night Sweats. A little bluesy, even, maybe.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. A little Hall & Oates, but a little bluesy.
Yeah, okay. I'm with it.
More Hall than Oates.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gold.
All right.
Well done on the game, sir.
I appreciate that. We'll play that one again. I thought that had a lot of potential going forward. I've got plenty of material to work with, but you're not allowed to research weird band names.
All right, all right.
You have to go into it. You can't just like look peruse websites for weird band names and try to win like that. All right, we're always wagering a beer. I gave you a free one this time.
I see a 30-pack of Natty Light coming your way soon. So
that's cheaper than one beer that I drink.
That's what I'm
saying. Sure, all right. That's certainly cheaper than like a Dragon's Milk or something like that. I don't really like IPAs all that much. Anyway, we'll get back to the music here. We've got a little vintage, pre-Buckingham Nicks Fleetwood Mac on the Psychedelic Experience on 89.5 WJMU. Thank you. Well, we are going to have to say goodbye, but you can say hello. Again, this was a mini-sode, and we will do all that we can throughout the summer to bring you 2 hours every Thursday night or whenever you tune into the show. But we did want to be here tonight. We are just exhausted. We've got a few more records to move, and then we are just, I think, we're both ready to pass out here in our own stench, in our own stink lines. So, Mellow Yellow, I would call this a successful mini-sode.
It was, yeah, with the minimal, I'm talking the bare minimum preparation for this show. I grabbed 10 records off my shelf before I came over to help you move. That was it. I'm serious.
I put in the game preparation. I thought we needed it, but I'm glad that it came during a short show, so it kind of, hopefully quality versus quantity there. Yeah. Shout out to Brian. Thanks so much for liking the, Clubber Lang and the Italian Stallions. That's that was one that just, it was inspiration, man. So that one was for you, we'll say.
Well, we have a question from Dan, who we've been chatting with the last few weeks as well.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Dan?
How many records do we have to move? He asked if we were just moving the shelving. We've already got the shelving in place.
We've got the shelving. Well, we built new Calyx units because the Calyx unit that I have is too big.
Yeah, the 5x5 was too big for the room, so instead of one 4x4, you went with two and a 2x4.
Yep.
So,
but I don't have a record collection that is anywhere near filling that. So it's also going to be supplemented by my CDs. And again, I have some custom made CD inserts that kind of make those easy to display. A few books will be in there, coffee table books. I also happen to have an old CD player that just kind of fits perfectly in one of those units. So some good stuff there.
Yeah, you've got about, what, 9 cubes of LPs?
I believe maybe I do 10. Have 9, and then into a 10th with singles and things like that. So, I mean, that's what, moved close to 500 records?
Yeah, maybe a little more even.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, so it's, I do not have the world's largest collection. I'm trying to be quality over quantity, but that's always difficult. And in fact, I've got a few things to show Mellow Yellow that I got this week that I'm hoping are going to be jealousy generators when we get back over to my place.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Anyway, we thank you all for the support. And Dan, thanks so much for the question. We do talk about our record finds, and we've been a while in getting back to a record video.
Yeah, we got
to
do one
soon. So we will do one soon, but we have the arrival of Mellow, Mellow Yellow's first, and me with the move. So anyway, we will be back hopefully next week with a full episode, but we will be back in one form or another to the best of our knowledge. So until then, avoid scratches and stay in the groove. Stay tuned to 89.5 WJMU The Quad. Kill them before they grow. And so,
Every day, the puppet